Full Metal Jacket. We've got Mark Asugeta, singer for Death Angel. What's happening, man?
Yeah.
So excited. Great to see you.
And you.
Totally psyched about a brand new album. It is called The Evil Divide, and it's actually the third album with the same lineup and the same producer. What effect did that familiarity have on the process of making this album?
I think with this one, other ones we had, we were still kind of, how would I say that? Just kind of familiarizing ourselves with each other, especially the first one, Relentless. We were definitely, with writing the music, it was the first record that me and Rob were writing just as principal songwriters. And it was kind of a statement just to let people know that Death Angel wasn't done because we had a new band lineup. And people accepted a hook, line, and sinker, which is great. And we garnered ourselves a lot of new fans from that as well. And then the second one, we were much more comfortable and stayed in that kind of direction. I think with this one, it's just we're very, very, very comfortable in the songwriting process and everyone's performance. And I think this one's probably the most cohesive of the three. Yeah, and by that I don't mean it's any less vicious. It's just it's more refined.
And I think after you work with the same producer for a couple of records, you get a little bit more comfortable, and it probably helps things move quicker in the studio.
Absolutely. I mean, we love Jason, and we're very comfortable working with him. He's an absolute nutcase, but it doesn't.
I think you have to be for that
gig,
right?
Yeah. So, and it worked out great. And he, basically the vision we want, he has the ability to make it happen. What we hear in our heads and what we say, we want this, he brings that out of the speaker.
Mark Asugeta of Death Angel on the show with us tonight. The new album from Death Angel, The Evil Divide, is out now. Here's a tune from it. This is The Moth. Full Metal Jacket, Mark Asugeta from Death Angel on the show with us this evening, talking about the new Death Angel album, which is called The Evil Divide. Mark, what dictates the balance between aggression and a sense of melody with Death Angel?
Wow, it's hard because I think what does is we are suckers for melody. We love melody and always have, and we're getting better at writing melodic stuff, but we're just at the same time, we can't deny the fact that we're pissed off about the state of the world, at any given time. And right now it seems like it's
scary times.
About to burst, you know what I mean? And that's going to always dictate the aggressiveness of our music, no matter what. And we love aggressive music because it's one of the greatest releases on the planet to get to play it, to get to watch it, to get to be a part of it.
Totally.
And melodies just, it's ingrained in us from being little kids in the music we grew up on.
It's Full Metal Jacket. We've got Mark Asugeta from Death Angel on the show with us tonight. Gotta take a quick break. Coming up, music from Architects. We'll also hear from Exodus and more with Mark. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jacket. Mark Asugeta from Death Angel is our guest on the show this evening. Mark, there's an exuberance that comes from making music when you're a kid. What's different and the same when you're doing it as an adult with a whole catalog of albums under your belt?
I guess the difference would be, man alive, what would be the difference? I think just now, song selection, what we choose, making set lists, whereas when we were younger, we just kind of went for the most aggressive things possible. Now we actually look at what would take the audience through a good ride and give them their moments of aggression, give them breathing space, and make it a good adventure for everyone. What's still the same is just the sheer love for that release. I mean, that's just, it's undeniable. The love for that release is what I think, in a sense, keeps us all young.
It's Full Metal Jacket. Still to come, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. We'll also hear new music from Lacuna Coil. Our guest, Mark Asugeta, is going to be picking music. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jacket with Mark Asugeta of Death Angel on the show with us, talking about the new album, which is called The Evil Divide. And the cover art is a deathly moth, and the first track is called The Moth. What's the significance of moths on this album?
There's a positive aspect to it, and there's a negative aspect to it, wholeheartedly. Positive aspect is there's a poem, the poet's name escapes me now, but it's just how a moth's life is so short and how they tend to, in a sense, live life to the fullest and how you should live life to the fullest. And sure, they're drawn to flames and they'll fly right into the fire and with exuberance nonetheless. So, I mean, it's kind of like there's the positive aspect of your life's too short, you know, to be predicted. Go for what you love, even if it kills you, you know. The negative aspect, obviously, is it's the whole kind of a moth is also like a sheep just following just another, whether it be social media, whatever's kind of pushed in your face and being a follower and not a leader, basically. And right now, it seems like the world's in a state of a bunch of moth-like brained individuals, so to speak.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Mark Assagetta from Death Angel on the show with us. The Evil Divide, the new album from Death Angel, is out now. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We've also got music from Iron Maiden and more with Mark. It's all coming up on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie with Mark Assagetta on the show with us tonight. What's the biggest difference in your vocal technique in the studio now compared to like recording the Ultraviolence when you were starting out?
For one, at least, I know what I'm doing now.
you were just winging it to begin with?
Yeah, pretty much. And I've actually really been working on my voice extremely hard in the last 6 years, for sure. I mean, I've always been working on it, but I've really, in the last 6 years, really have honed in on it and kind of, you know, I'm trying to improve constantly. And I think, unfortunately, what inspired me is, you know, or fortunately, what inspired me is, you know, online critics. Now that everyone's a critic and everyone, you know, due to social media, everyone can write their own editorials and people take their words for gospel sometimes. And, you know, I'm not immune. I read what people say. And for, you know, for years, there were people that hated my voice. And rather than, you know, cower and put my head in a hole, I took it for, you know, fuel to the fire. And a lot of those people who hated my voice before actually are converts now. And I'm not going to quit till I, you know, my goal is to convert everyone. But I know that's impossible, but that's my goal. You might as well set your goals high. So I've been working on it very hard. And I actually have different techniques and whatnot. And I think my clean singing voice has got a lot more powerful. I don't rely on just screaming if I can't do something, you know. And it's, I'm just really going back to the classic people that inspired me to sing and try to take little bits from them and add my own little, nuances to it.
Full Metal Jackie with Mark Assagetta of Death Angel. The new Death Angel album, The Evil Divide, is out now. We got to take a quick break. Coming up, though, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also get some music from Megadeth and more with Mark Assagetta coming up. Full Metal Jackie, Mark Assagetta from Death Angel on the show with us this evening talking about the new Death Angel album, which is called The Evil Divide. Hey, talk about like the camaraderie during that time of coming up in the scene. I mean, you guys came up during such an amazing and historic time in the metal scene. Talk about what it was like for, you know, all those bands that, you know, you guys were around with at the same time.
It was pretty spectacular. I mean, we feel very fortunate to be a part of it. Or have been a part of it. It was, you know, there was a camaraderie that was undeniable, and there was also friendly competition, which inspired everyone to get better and to develop their own sounds. Because if you didn't, immediately someone would call you out on it. Oh, you just don't want to be this, you know? Because the scene was so tight knit, and it was just spectacular to have shows up in San Francisco where if any given band wasn't on tour, they were in the crowd, you know. And so it would be very common for us to be playing and see, you know, the guys from Exodus, Legacy at the moment, who was, you know, pre-Testament, Metallica, just in the crowd, you know, Heathen, you know, Sacrilege at the time, Forbidden. And everyone go to each other's shows as well and watch each other play. So every night you had to be on fire, you know. And you were being judged every time you played, and you had to have your chops up, and but at the same time, it was a spectacular thing to be a part of, you know. And as I say, one of my greatest memories ever was the first time we were playing, and I looked over and I saw Cliff Burton headbanging to us, and I was like, what? You know, I was 15 years old and thought, God, you know, my life could end now. I'm glad it didn't, but you know, it was just, that's a dream come true. That was, you know, even though they were our local heroes, they were still, I mean, case in point, they were our heroes.
Full Metal Jacket, pick up the new Death Angel album, The Evil Divide. It's out now, and Death Angel will be on tour with Slayer and Anthrax in the fall. Mark, appreciate you, as always, for taking the time, and I wish you the best of luck with everything. Thank you.
Thank you.